The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 50, Revelation. A Christian named John, in exile on a Mediterranean island of Patmos, wrote about a series of visions granted to him. He saw the risen Jesus and was entrusted by him with messages to seven churches in Asia Minor. The messages comforted the churches in their affliction and praised them for their virtues. But they also contained sharp criticisms of respects in which they had fallen short. For example, the church in Laodicea was criticized for being lukewarm in its devotion and complacent in its prosperity. The message went on, "Behold, I stand knocking at your door. If anyone opens the door, I will come in, and he and I will eat together." John's visions turned to the heavenly court where God the Father sat enthroned in glory and honour, surrounded by creatures both human and not, and receiving unending hymns of praise. With him stood the Lamb, that is Jesus, who, by opening a scroll, loosed dreadful disasters on the earth. Only the true servants of God were exempt, with special honour being accorded to those who had died as martyrs. Further visions of judgment followed, culminating in a prophecy that Rome, the great Babylon, would be utterly destroyed. All this was part of a cosmic struggle between the forces of good and evil, which ended with the devil being defeated and cast into an everlasting lake of fire. All humankind was judged, and those whose names were not found in the Book of Life were cast in the lake of fire too. Then a new heaven and a new earth emerged. The holy city, a new Jerusalem, came down from heaven. It needed no temple, because God was fully present there, nor did it need the sun or moon, because the divine light which pervaded it. Through the city flowed the river of the water of life, and within it God's servants saw him and the Lamb face to face forever. The visions ended with Jesus saying, "Let the thirsty come. Let whoever so desires receive the water of life." "Yes, I am coming soon." And John responding, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." This is taken from the book of Revelation.